302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Praise anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And then he goes over to verse 16 that everybody loved to quote the last portion of it. He says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. Then he goes on and said that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And you know what that tells me? That tells me, my brothers and sisters, is that prayer is important in the life of the believer. Like he can't answer your prayers if you don't ask him anything. Amen. So David in this psalm says that one reason that I bless the Lord is because he answers my prayer. Is there anybody in here that God has answered your prayers? Amen. You found yourself in a quagmire, praise God, and you had to call on him. Found yourself on your sick bed. You had to call on him. Found yourself going through some hard times in life. And you had to call on him, and praise God, and he answered your prayer. So David said, I got to bless him. I got to bless him because first he answers my prayer. But second, David said, I got to bless the Lord because he provides for my needs. Amen. Look at verses 9 through 10, what it says. He says, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Then you jump down to verse 10. He says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But look at this last part of this verse. But they that seek the Lord shall not want for what? Any good thing. Oh, I like that. You see, one of the greatest needs of the believer, believe it or not, is to fear the Lord. I'm going to let that sink in for a second. That's the greatest need of the believer, is to fear the Lord. You see, those who fear the Lord needs nothing else, for this is the fear that drives out all fear. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I got to make this a little bit plainer. Praise God, y'all have gotten a little bit too quiet on me. You see, Psalms 112 verse 1 says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. Let me tell you what that fear is. That fear doesn't mean that you look at God or the Lord as a boogeyman. You don't look at him as somebody that's going to clobber you over the head. Fear of the Lord means that you give reverence to him. Fear of the Lord means that you stand in awe of him. Stand in awe of his grace. Stand in awe of his mercy. Stand in awe of his sovereignty. Praise God. So he that fears the Lord, praise God, don't really have nothing else. If you truly fear the Lord, praise God, you know what that's going to tell me? Can y'all help me preach this sermon this morning? See, if you fear the Lord, that means that you're going to pray to him. If you fear the Lord, that means you're going to serve him. If you fear the Lord, that means that you're going to love your brother. You're going to love your sister. If you fear the Lord, that means that you are going to forgive. Amen. Praise God. So when we talk about fearing the Lord, and David said that because I fear him, he will supply all of my needs. Amen. And the one thing I like about him, he won't just take care of all your needs. He'll take care of some of them wants. Amen. He will. David, and David said that I bless him because he provides my needs. Amen. You see, the thing that will allow us and allow him, praise God, to satisfy our needs, there is something that we must do. Praise God, we have to walk upright and diligently before him. That's fearing him. Praise God. Somebody said, well, where you find that at in the scripture? If you go to Psalms 84, 11, put that on the marquee. Psalms 84 say, For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them who is uprightly. Let me see the hands of those folks who are uprightly. You have accepted him as your Savior, and you are doing your best to walk uprightly. Amen. If you're doing your best to walk uprightly, you know what an uprightly person is? We talked about it in Sunday school this morning, y'all. An uprightly person is not a person who is going to continue to practice sin. Y'all gonna make me walk. They told me the other night when I was in Ville Platte that I started running. I looked at the video for the first time and that didn't look like I run. I sort of walked a little fast. But can I tell you that if you walk upright before him, praise God, then he will not only supply some of your needs, he'll supply all of your needs. Amen. So that's a requirement on our part. Praise God. And as we get down into this 34th Psalm, praise God, there are several things, praise God, that we need that are good for us. Because we got a lot of folks that think that they need some things or want some things that are just not good for them. Oh, boy. Oh, Lord. I may want some vodka, but it's not good for me. I may want a hit of some marijuana, but it's not good for me. I may want to try some fentanyl, but it's not good for me. Praise God. You see, he tries to provide us those things that are good because he knows that he is a God that works out those good. And everything that he gives us, praise God, for the good, so that it can all work together for our good. Oh yeah, that's why he can give us those things that are good. And in this Psalms, amen, it tells us some of the things that he gives to us, some of the things that we need, and some of the things that are really good for us. Can I show them to you? Amen. Verse 12 says, one of the things that we need is that we need to love life. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, we need to love life. And let me just tell you what it is. See, to love life means to desire a full life, the abundant life that Christ came to give. Because we know what the devil comes to do. Hey, I don't have to tell y'all that. Y'all been around church all your life, and y'all should know John 10:10 by your heart, backwards and forward. John 10:10 tells us that the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So that's something that we need that is good for us. But another thing in that text, in that psalm, that we need, praise God, that is good for us. Second thing we need is to speak the truth. And look at verse 13. I'm not going to read the verses, but when you go back, if you write it down, go back and look at it. We need to speak the truth. Amen. And what that means is that we can control, not we, if we control the tongue, praise God, we can control the body. Oh, Lord, I know I'm stepping on somebody's feet in here, but that's all right. If I'm stepping on your feet, just say ouch under your voice, and your neighbor won't know about it. Praise God. Look. If we can control our tongues, we can control our body. I'm speaking to the body of Christ, because we got some folks who can't control their tongues. Praise God. Look what Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23 says. He says, whoso keep his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Watch what you say. That's something that's good, and that's something that we need. Another thing that David talks about in this psalm that we need, praise God, and that is good for us, that comes out of verse 14. And look what it says. In other words, he said that we need to pursue what is right. And this means that we have to abandon sin once and for all. Doing good as God gives strength and opportunity. And being peacemakers instead of... Come on, y'all, help me preach it. And be peacemakers instead of troublemakers and peacebreakers. Amen. See, we have enough of that out there in the world. We shouldn't have peacebreakers and troublemakers inside the family of God. Amen. We ought to be able to wrap our loving arms of protection around one another. We ought to be able to speak to one another with a smile and get a smile back. We ought to be able to forgive one another and also be forgiven by one another. Pray God. See, those are some things that we need to do. We need to pursue, praise God, what is right. And then the last thing that the text that Psalm 34 has in here is that we need to do what is best. Look what verse 15 and 16 says. I won't read them. You read them. But what they mean is that we must live by faith, trusting the Lord to guide us, to care for us, and help us to do the right thing. So David says, I bless the Lord at all times because he answers my prayer, because he provides, praise God, my needs. But he gives us another reason in this text as to why he blesses the Lord. Praise God, he says, because he delivers me from my troubles. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor. Oh, trouble is lurking everywhere. And I thank God, I got a God who can deliver me from my troubles. Amen. Look what David says in verse 17. He said, the righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Not some of them. He said that he delivers them out of all. See, David is reflecting on the fact that Saul wanted to kill him. He's been running for his life. He was in the hands of some wrong folk. He was in some places that he should not have been. But now that he is back, praise God, he said, now I can bless the Lord. Not only that I can bless him while I'm in safety, but I could bless him when I was locked down in that cave. I can bless him when they were running behind me.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana 713. 402. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to